The following old-time radio special was made possible by a grant from the Community Radio Fund of Canada.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to tonight's live radio drama, presented by Cedar Heights Community Center, Ida and Old Baldy Seniors Theater, The Third House Multimedia, and CKVS 93.7, the voice of the shoe swap.
We would like to remind you to turn off anything you might find distracting during the play, unless it is the alarm on your pacemaker, which, if it goes off, will result in an entirely different ending to our show.
There will be one 20-minute intermission this evening, at which time you will be treated to coffee and dessert.
Our plays are new creations by local playwrights. You will hear Mrs. Stiles' Boarding House, written by Susan McClellan. And now, a word from one of our sponsors.
Are you feeling all alone in this world of mass confusion? Are you sad and down in the dumps? Do your hot flashes seem to be never ending? Are you just plain old and feeling worn out?
Don't reach for the Geritol. Don't reach for the prescription bottle. Instead, reach for a Cedar Heights Community Center membership form. Cedar Heights, where you are welcomed by cool breezes and warm friendships.
Cedar Heights, where you are stimulated by a range of programs and social activities that will soon have you playing on top of your game again, whether it be golf or fitness,
or pickleball or snooker,
or potlucks or bridge,
or carpet bowling,
and where your creative energies will be excited by crafts and theater
and movies.
Cedar Heights, don't be in a snit.
Join us
and get fit. And now, let us take you to Mrs. Stiles' boarding house. Let us leave. Let us leave behind the busy hustle and bustle of the city to glimpse life on the other side of the tracks. And now, over the bridge. To a place where quiet and solitude rule the day.
Especially when you're living at Mrs. Stiles' boarding house. An elegant, charming slate blue, two-story Victorian home with a wraparound veranda and four rooms for rent, all currently occupied. There's the boarding house on the corner to your right with the row of maple trees. There's Jules and Sam raking leaves in the yard. Let's listen in and see what they're up to.
I don't recall hearing you whistle when we were kids, old boy. Something new, is it?
Your memory must be fading, Sam. I was born whistling.
Must have been quite a surprise for your mother.
I saw Mrs. S. leaving this morning.
Mrs. Stiles, we know. I wonder if she'll be back in time to make lunch. After all, one of the perks of living in her boarding house is she cooks our meals for us.
True enough. Although she may have asked Agatha or Rosemary if they would make lunch today, I'm feeling a bit lightheaded. Best relax before carrying on. Bring the wheelbarrow over, will you, for me?
Will do, old boy.
Thanks. Just put it there.
It's quite the thing, isn't it, old boy?
What's that?
The four of us going our separate ways after high school, only you end up living together in our golden years.
Yeah, what are the odds? But it's nice to be living with old friends, isn't it?
Yes, I'm enjoying our time together. Well, that's the last of the leaves, and none too soon. My joints are complaining.
I'll put the rakes away if you'll dump the leaves in the compost.
It's a deal. See you inside. Rehearsing for next month's performance, Agatha?
You know what they say about practice, Sam.
Yeah, it makes your fingers really sore.
Exactly. Don't tell me you finished the leaves already.
Already? It took Jules and I 2.5 hours to rake up 7 barrels worth. And I've got the aches and pains to prove it.
Still, I thought it would take you a lot longer.
Why?
Because I'd never describe you as fast.
How would you describe me?
Well, not very fast. And speaking of that, while you were meandering your way downstairs this morning, did you notice a strange smell?
Has your mind always traveled on side roads?
Never mind changing the subject. Did you notice the smell?
No, I didn't smell a thing.
Phew! Phew! That was a lot of leaves.
My back agrees with you, old boy. Agatha thinks it should have taken us longer.
Longer? Any longer and I'd be lying on the ground, unable to move.
Oh, don't you worry, Jules. I'd cover your body with all those leaves you raked and keep you warm through the winter freeze. Isn't growing old wonderful?
That's what I like about you, Agatha. Always thinking of others.
Just doing my part. There's nothing like having friends to complain to in our golden years.
Ah, you'll outlive all of us.
Why, Sam, what a nice thing to say. Maybe we should get married. Or at least you could leave me something nice in your will.
On another note, Agatha noticed a strange smell upstairs. Did you notice it, old boy?
Yes, I smelled something. I don't know what it was. Didn't pay much attention to it.
Ah, Rose, you back from your speed walk?
Yeah, but it wasn't very speedy. My knees were ready to give up halfway through.
Did you have your cane with you?
Always. There's no need to slip and fall before I have the surgery.
That's true. It would be better to slip and fall after the surgery.
What? You know, it's getting really cold out. Time to pull out our boots and the mitts and all the rest of it.
Shush! Don't talk about cold weather out loud. My arthritis might hear you.
Oh, you know what? I'll knit you a nice warm woolly. Keep your joints warm. So what are you discussing?
There's something smelly upstairs. Do you know anything about it?
Are you accusing me of something?
No, of course
well,
not.
That's all right then, because if you were, then I don't know anything about it. But yes, I noticed an odd smell last night and this morning.
Do you know where it was coming from?
No, where?
No, dear, he doesn't know. He's asking you.
Oh, of course. Where was it coming from? I don't know. I was in the hallway both times when I noticed it.
Can you identify it?
When did you two get your lawyer's degrees? She's not on a witness stand.
It's all right, Agatha. They always did like to be bossy. What was your question?
The smell, Rose. What did it smell like?
Well, I guess it smelled like, like something stinky. It was stronger this morning than last night. I thought about opening a window.
That's a good idea. Let some fresh air in.
But I didn't.
Then we can do that after lunch.
Speaking of lunch, it seems our cook has gone out.
She'll be back this afternoon. She had some medical appointments in town.
Is she sick?
Well, I don't know if she's sick exactly, but she's been acting strange. Haven't any of you noticed anything odd?
Like what?
Oh, don't you remember, Sam? I told you I watched her standing in the garden at different times. This past few weeks, she's talking away a mile a minute. Well, there wasn't anybody out there.
That's right, yes, you did. I must have forgotten about it.
And she talks to herself upstairs, too. I hear her sometimes when I'm on my way to bed. And just this morning before she left, she put the cereal and the sugar in the fridge.
Maybe it's some of the medication she's taken.
How well do we know Mrs. Stiles, anyway? She didn't grow up here like we did.
Well, I'm only just getting to know her myself. We met when I took that room upstairs. That was about 6 months ago.
I haven't spent much time talking with her since moving in, but I used to see her in town from time to time when I was working at the jeweler's. Most people I knew called her Mrs. S., and I still do, but I don't really know her.
Well, you all know I moved in 3 weeks ago. After living in a city, I don't know what it was called, for years. I don't really know her at all. What about you, Sam? You moved in before Agatha.
Well, I know she's a good cook and landlady, and I know I like her. She was widowed some years back and remarried. Her second marriage ended in divorce, but I think her ex comes to visit her.
Why do you think that? Do you know him?
No, I've never even seen him. But a few weeks ago, I passed by her room when she was coming out. She said, "See you later, Oscar," and winked at me as she closed the door. I asked her who Oscar was, and she smiled and said her ex-husband. Then she carried on downstairs.
Well, I think that's strange. Didn't you find that strange?
I didn't at the time, but maybe it was. I mean, it's none of my business if she keeps in touch with her ex.
If memory serves, when her first husband died at home, there were write-ups in the paper for several days, remember?
When was that, Jules?
Well, I'd say about 5 years ago. It was quite the scandal, if I remember correctly. His name was Harry, or Henry, or something like that. They said the autopsy showed that he died of food poisoning. Something about undercooked meat, maybe hamburger? At the time, people wondered if his wife did him in.
That's right. I remember that story. Henry Roberts was his name. He was not a well-liked man at all. He was a boozer and a philanderer. His wife was our Mrs. Stiles?
Yes, I'm pretty sure of it.
Didn't we have hamburger last night?
She was never charged or convicted, but I don't remember all of the details. This was their house. I think she remarried a few years after his death and then turned it into the boarding house it is now.
I hope he didn't die in my bed.
I wonder if questionable cooking can be used as a cause for divorce.
Well, I won't complain about her cooking. I've gained 5 pounds since coming to live here.
And speaking of cooking, isn't it time for lunch?
According to my stomach, it sure is.
Sounds good to me. My stomach's rumbling, too. So what are we going to do about lunch? Mrs. Stiles isn't back yet.
Not to worry. She left some soup warming on the stove, and she said there's sandwiches in the refrigerator. I'll go and see if the soup is hot enough.
I'm going to come, and I'll give you a hand with the sandwiches.
Sam, I'm going to the bank after lunch, and so I have a few things to get ready, so I might be a few minutes late.
That's fine. I'll set the plates.
Lunch is served. It looks like Mrs. Stiles used some nice tomatoes and fresh red and green lettuce from the garden for these lovely sandwiches. They look so delicious.
She also made hamburger soup.
Oh, my. Is it fully cooked?
Sure.
It's gone.
What's gone, Jules?
What's gone?
The money I was going to deposit today. It's not where I left it.
And where did you have it last?
In the freezer. But it isn't there now.
Did you say in the freezer?
Yes, of course. Everyone knows the freezer is the safest place to store cash.
Not this everyone.
Not this one either.
Surely. You've heard of cold, hard cash.
I don't think that's what was meant by...
Oh, never mind where I kept it. The point is, it's missing. Look, I'm not saying any of you are responsible, but, well, someone took it.
Don't accuse me, Jules. I didn't take your money.
Nor did I.
I'm pretty certain I didn't take it.
Did you check the fridge and the freezer fridge?
Yes, it's not in either one.
Maybe Mrs. Stiles moved it.
Well, unfortunately, she won't be back for another hour or two, so you can't ask her.
Well, in the meantime, then, we'll have to conduct a search.
Let's start upstairs.
But let's eat first. I always do better on a full stomach, and everything's ready.
I agree with Agatha. I'm hungry, and we'll need fortification to go treasure hunting.
Well, fine, then. What difference will a half an hour make?
It won't make any difference at all, old boy. Here, help yourself to a sandwich and pass them on.
Thank you, Sam. Here you are, Agatha.
Oh, thank you, Jules. Help yourself, Rose.
Oh, thank you, Agatha.
My word. This sandwich is tough.
I can't bite through this.
Oh, my gosh, neither can I.
Well, no wonder. Look at the lettuce.
Well, now will you look at that.
But how did that get in there?
This isn't lettuce, it's money.
You're listening to Mrs. Stiles' Boarding House, written by Susan McClellan. Before you proceed, another quick word from one of our sponsors, Ida and Old Baldy's Seniors Theater.
Why the goofy name?
Well, that's because Ida and Old Baldy's Seniors Theater has two locations, the Shoe Swap Theater in Salmon Arm in the shadow of Mount Ida, and here in Blind Bay, close to Mount Baldy.
Well, I never...
Well, you should. Ida and Old Baldy's Seniors Theater is the most fun you can have standing up.
That's quite the claim.
And it's true. Listen to these testimonials from members of the group. Here's what Beatrice had to say. I dropped in Seniors Theater, and before I knew it, I was jumping out of airplanes, swimming with sharks, cliff diving, climbing mountains, such limitless adventures. When I got home, I was exhausted but overjoyed.
And listen to Big Al's comments. My wife suggested that I join Seniors Theater because I was getting underfoot. So I did. Not only am I having a ball every Tuesday, but it also saved our marriage. Only, I wonder why she wishes that Seniors Theater was every day.
Then there's our friend Karen, who affirms, I had receding gums resulting in halitosis. I also suffered from rheumatism and gout. And then I joined Seniors Theater. And all of these ailments disappeared. And I'm not even a senior yet.
Liz says those Weight Watchers programs and diet pills didn't do a bloody thing for me. But since I joined Seniors Theater, I've lost 50 pounds. Must be all those belly laughs.
Nina claims I was a shut-in, ostracized from society. Lonely and discriminated against, but then things really turned around for me once I joined Seniors Theater. Seniors' lives do matter.
And we have Donald, who tweets, finally, the biggest bang for my $2. And tax-free. This is a huge deal. I mean huge.
Well, obviously, a lot of happy campers, folks. And the best part is, you are never too late to join Seniors Theater. For more information, pick up a pamphlet at the intermission or go online to www.seniorstheater.ca.
They even got a website.
They may be old, but they are funky.
And now, back to our show.
I didn't know we were growing money.
Neither did I.
We aren't growing money. This is my money.
All right. How much does everyone have?
Oh, it looks like I have two 20s and a 50. That makes 90. How about you, Rose?
Just wait till I get the mail off of it.
I have two 50s and two 20s. So that's 230.
I got it. I got two 50s and a 20.
That makes 350 plus two 20s and a 50 comes to 440.
Are there any more sandwiches?
No more.
But why would she put money in the sandwiches instead of lettuce?
It's not a very good place to hide contraband, is it? After all, we were sure to find it.
Didn't I say she's been acting strange?
It is pretty strange.
Well, I don't know why she did it, and right now I don't care, because I am still missing $560. Rose, when you got the sandwiches, did you see the bag of money in the fridge?
Sorry, Jules, I didn't.
Well, can we hurry up and finish eating so we can begin our search?
Yes, let's. Pass me your bowls and I'll serve the soup. Here you are, Rose. Jules, this one's for you.
Thank you, Agatha, but I don't feel very hungry anymore.
Oh, that's unfortunate, Jules. This hamburger is fully cooked. Rose, dear, the end of your scarf is dangling in your soup.
Is it? Oh, dear. Oh, dear, but I don't... something for me to snack on later.
You know, finding money in the sandwiches reminded me of getting birthday cake with money in it when I was a kid. Do you remember that?
Well, I don't recall finding $50 bills hidden in my birthday cake.
Me either. But I do remember chipping a tooth on a quarter once.
Oh, that must have hurt.
Jeez. If we're all finished here, can we get on with it?
Good idea.
Let's break into two teams. Sam, you go with Jules, and Rose, I'll be your partner.
Oh, you know what? That's just like when we were in school. Do you want to be the captain?
But you always made such a great captain.
You know, we could flip a coin the way we used to.
Oh, for Pete's sakes, you two. Can we get on with it?
All right. Calm down, everyone. Now let's go find the money.
I'll race you upstairs. I suppose I beat you to the top. I'm the queen of the mountain.
Just a sec. I gotta catch my breath. Okay, all right.
Oh, climbing stairs on a full stomach wasn't such a good idea.
I can't argue that.
Thank goodness for my cane.
You stop beating my calves with it, Rose. I bruise easily.
Sorry, Sam.
Well, then, now that we're all on the top of the mountain, how would you like to proceed, old boy?
Wait! There's that smell. Oh, it's even stronger than it was this morning.
You're right, it's much stronger. It smells like...
I don't smell anything.
You can't smell that?
No, really. I don't smell anything at all. My sister used to tell me I couldn't smell the difference between my sweaty socks and her favorite perfume. I always presumed she preferred my sweaty socks.
Oh, Sam, you're such a charmer.
So what does it smell like?
I hope it's not your socks, Sam. It smells like something rotting.
Or moldy.
Or stinchy.
Or moldy and stinchy.
Can you, not you, Sam, tell where it's coming from?
Let's spread out to see if we can see where it's weaker or stronger.
You take the stronger side. I'll go over here.
I'll just keep my nose out of it.
Come over here. I think it's coming from this room. What do you think?
I think you're right. It does seem stronger right here.
I agree.
Well, now that you've located the source of the disturbance, what do you propose we do about it?
Perhaps we shouldn't do anything about it until Mrs. S. returns. After all, this is the door to her bedroom.
This isn't Mrs. Stiles' room. Her room's at the far end of the hall.
But I've seen her coming and going from this room, so I assumed it must be her bedroom.
I thought so, too. This is the room she was coming out of when she said goodbye to Oscar.
If it's not her bedroom, whose room is it?
That's the front door.
Shouldn't one of us answer it?
You answer it, Sam. You've been here the longest.
He's right.
Fine, I'll get it. Hello? No, Mrs. Stiles away. I'm Samuel, one of the boarders here. Not that I know of, really. A few days. Well, I'll let her know. Bye now.
Who was at the door?
It was the police.
The police? What do they want?
They wanted to know if Oscar had been here recently. His new wife hasn't seen him for a couple of days.
What did you tell him?
The truth. I haven't seen Oscar, but I think I know where we can find him.
You do? Where?
I think he's behind this door.
So she did kill her first husband. And now poor Oscar.
Oh, my, you better tell the police.
No, of course I didn't. I've only a hunch, not solid evidence.
Quite right. We don't want to be charged as accessories to murder. But what if Oscar's body is lying in there, dead, right now?
Oh, you're giving me the willies.
Are they contagious?
Are you two ever serious?
Wouldn't it take some time for a dead body to smell?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't have any experience with dead bodies. What do you think, Sam? You're good at this sort of thing.
I'm good at this sort of thing. I don't know anything about this sort of thing.
Let's try to stay calm. There must be a rational explanation.
Well, I think we should open the door and see what's inside.
Yes, I have to agree. It's the only way to find out anything.
Okay, Sam, you open it.
Why is it always me?
Because you've been here the longest.
It's locked.
Maybe we can pick the lock. Which of you men are better at that?
Well, I've never picked a lock before, Agatha.
Me either. But give me a minute. I'll go Google it.
Never mind that. We don't have time. Listen, I've seen it done a lot on TV shows, and it can't be that hard. Rose, you're a knitter. Do you have some small knitting needles?
They're in my room somewhere. I'll go get them.
I'll try slipping a credit card between the door and the jamb. They do that on TV, too. Oh, card snapped in half. Darn.
That's what they mean by poor credit.
Yeah.
It took a bit of searching. They were stuck behind the dresser, but I managed to get them. Here you are, Sam.
You try them again, Agatha. You've seen all the shows.
Okay, hand them over. Drat, these won't work. They're not small enough. We'll have to try something else.
Here, I have my cane has four prongs. Try using it as a battering ram.
Well, that won't work either. We don't have a long enough run to build momentum.
Yes, well, that's one reason.
Well, listen, one of us could climb the tree outside and go in through the window.
I can't climb with my bad knees.
Count me out. I suffer from vertigo.
Why would we climb the tree when we can use the ladder?
That's a better idea.
Maybe we should call the police.
Well, I don't think so. They were here already, and they were no help at all.
Look, since we can't unlock the door, let's keep searching for my missing money, at least until Mrs. S. returns.
A car has just pulled in the driveway. Oh, dear, Mrs. Stiles is back.
We should all go downstairs.
Why?
Well, don't you think it's going to look suspicious when she comes up here and we're all standing in front of this door?
Yeah, you may have a point.
No time for that. Here, she's almost at the door.
Quick, go to your rooms. We can all come out when she comes up.
Good afternoon, Mrs. Stiles. I'm upstairs.
Oh, good afternoon, Sammy. Are you all alone?
No. We all came up after lunch for a nap.
Mrs. Stiles, I hope your appointments went well.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Agatha. As well as can be expected.
Are you ill?
Oh, I'm fine, thank you, Rose. The doctor changed some of my medications, and I saw the eye doctor, too. Like, my cataracts are getting worse. But it will be a while before they can correct that, so I'm getting stronger lenses.
Well, that's good to hear.
Say, Mrs. Stiles, I was looking for a broom, and I thought I might find one in this closet. But the door is locked.
Oh, Sammy, you won't find a broom in here. I think the broom closet is at the foot of the stairs.
Of course it is. My memory's becoming quite selective. Why, not too long ago, I saw you at this door saying goodbye to Oscar.
Ah, yes, Oscar. Well, he was my ex-husband, you know.
Was?
Shh! Oh, man, something really smells up here. Do any of you notice it?
Yes!
Well, it seems to be coming from this very room.
Really?
Oh, Oscar is in there.
Perhaps you should take a look.
Yeah, maybe I'd better. Oh, my goodness, what an awful smell!
We'll just wait here.
Oh, he's dead. My Oscar is dead.
May I be of assistance? Would you like me to call an ambulance or the police?
Oh, no, that won't be necessary, Sammy. But please come in. He's lying over there on the carpet.
Is that him?
Oh, yes, that poor thing. He was alive after supper last night. I gave him his favorite raw hamburger bits. And now he's dead.
We've come to help.
Yes, we heard you out in the...
But where's Oscar? Where's the body?
Oh, right here, Rosie, on the carpet.
That's Oscar?
Oh, yes, my dear.
But he's a big fish.
Yes, he's my big red Oscar. Poor fellow. He must have jumped out of the tank last night. Lately, I've been forgetting to put the lid on after supper.
But you said Oscar was your ex-husband.
Oh, yes, Oscar was my ex-husband. And when we divorced, I was so angry with him. I went out and bought my red Oscar here to remind me why I never, ever, ever want to get married again. That man, he drank like a fish and would be missing for days at a time. But that's all over now, thank goodness. He's somebody else's problem. Phil, I suppose it's time to move on. Help me get him off the carpet, would you, Sammy?
I'll get a dustpan and deal with Oscar here. Why don't you all go downstairs and get Mrs. Stiles a cup of tea?
Absolutely. Good idea. And maybe you can tell me where the rest of my money is, Mrs. S?
Why are you asking me about your money, Jules? I'm not a bank.
We found the money in the sandwiches you left us.
Money? Sandwiches? What do you mean?
The money you used in place of lettuce. Surely you knew we'd find it.
Oh, dear, money? Well, I will, just a minute now. I put those drops in my eyes. You know the ones that make your pupils dilate, yeah? And you can't see anything. And then I took the soup from the freezer. That's right. Right beside the soup was a big bag of lettuce. Already washed. I'm so happy. And the brown edges all cut off. Although I don't remember doing that, and I don't remember putting it in the freezer. But then I do seem to be putting things in strange places lately, yeah? Anyway, I put the soup on the stove to warm, and then I made sandwiches, and that's when the taxi arrived, and I left for the doctor.
But what did you do with the rest of the lettuce?
Oh, well, that's a silly question, Jules. I put the lettuce crisper in the fridge, of course. What else would I do with it?
Oh, thank heavens. I'll be off to the bank shortly.
Oh, Mrs. Stiles, you're a dear. Let's go down and have that tea.
I'll come, too. I could use a cuppa.
Oh, danke schön. Thank you, all of you. You're such wonderful tenants, and I'm looking forward to your ukulele concert next month, Agatha.
Oh, I'm looking forward to having you there.
Thank you for joining us at Mrs. Stiles' boarding house, where country life is quiet, but there's always an adventure.
Mrs. Stiles' boarding house was written by Susan McClellan and directed by Peter Blacklock. The part of Sam was played by Al Elmo Moffat. Jules was played by Gail Williams. The part of Agatha by June Welter. Rose was played by Marjorie Liniger. Mrs. Stiles was played by Krista Blair. Live Foley was directed by Joyce Sotsky. Foley artists were Karen Morgan, Marie-Paul Lacasse, and Judy Dunning. Music was performed by Peter Blacklock.